God's layaway plan. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, episode number 464, titled God's Layaway Plan. I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Many of the larger stores throughout the nation have a layaway plan for the sale of merchandise through which a purchaser can have an item held for him by making a small down payment on it. And this is an old program that many stores have had for many years. It was a big thing when I was a child because my parents were poor. And if we were to get anything for Christmas, it would have to be put on layaway. And then a small down payment was paid. And then small payments were paid for over some weeks or months. I remember that very clearly. And that's some 50 plus years ago. The article is held by the store until paid for and then delivered to the customer when they come in and make their last payment. God has, if you will, a layaway plan as well for those who have received His Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior, in common with the plans frequently used in merchandising. It has to do with something that is laid away for future possession. Unlike the store layaway plan, in which the buyer pays the full price as he is able, God's plan has to do with holding for us in heaven something very valuable. However, it is already paid in full by Jesus Christ. In his letter to the Colossian believers, the Apostle Paul spoke of the hope which is laid up, literally laid away for you in heaven. That hope includes a number of wonderful things. It is the hope of the completion of perfection of our salvation. When we receive Christ as our Savior, God saves us from the penalty and the punishment of sin. As we trust Jesus Christ day by day, He delivers us from the power of sin. When the redeemed stand in His glorious presence, they shall be forever delivered from the presence of sin. Glory, hallelujah. We shall be like Christ in perfection for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ in this life. That hope includes the redemption of the body. Our present bodies are subject to sickness and death. But these mortal bodies shall give way to immortal, spiritual bodies fit for heaven and eternity. The believer looks forward also to a heavenly inheritance. The Apostle Peter wrote of it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, saying that we have been begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God's layaway plan, no earthly layaway plan, both reserves the article for the customer and keeps the customer for the article. God's plan does. Our inheritance is reserved in heaven for us. We are kept by God's power so that we may receive our inheritance. God has laid away his heavenly inheritance for his children. As the Apostle Paul expresses it, Romans 8:17, if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. This glorious inheritance is not something worked for and earned. It is God's gracious gift to his children. Christ purchased it for us through the shedding of his blood. Lost members of Adam's fallen race become children of God by receiving God's Son as their Savior. The Holy Bible states in John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For those who have trusted him as their Savior, Christ has gone to prepare a place among the many mansions in his Father's house. Jesus Christ said in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Have you a hope laid away in heaven, dear friend? Do you have confidence concerning eternal life? If not, you need to receive Christ as your Savior. You need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 5:24, you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You pass from spiritual death to spiritual life now, and in life, and in the life to come, shall not come into condemning judgment for sin. Jesus Christ said in John 5:24, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now is the time to trust him. Do it now. Now is the only time you have. Do not put off what you should do now. The Holy Bible says, in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved today. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, as your Lord and Savior, and the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, in Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. Please pray with me, dear friend, what is called the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. For Jesus Christ said it first and best. He preached the gospel first and best when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's pray together the sinner's prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents at times. I have taken your holy name in vain, and I've committed many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul today and change my life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have decided to believe in Him as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com or GospelLighthouseOfPrayer.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel pamphlet online at crossway.org. Send a love offering to help them to print the gospel tracts. They may have a price attached to them at this particular place. Whatever the case, when you get the gospel tracts, make sure you pass them out. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, dear friends.